Hello, it is Monday, December 30th, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families, through God's Word, seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 150, verses 1 through 2, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 18 through 55, and Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 150, verses 1 through 2. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 18 through 55. Caleb the son of Hezron fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jeroth, and these were the sons Jashir, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Bana, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah, Jerahmeel, also had another wife, whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam, Shammai, and Jada. The sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled, and Apapen. And Seled died childless. The son of Apaim, Ishi, the son of Ishi, Sheshan. The son of Sheshan, Ale. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jethir, and Jonathan. And Jethir died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza. These are the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now, Sheshan had no sons, only daughters, but Sheshan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jara. So Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to Jara, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Elphalah. Elphalah fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elisha. Elisha fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechemiah, and Jechemiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, Mareshah, his firstborn, who fathered Ziph, the son of Mareshah, Hebron, the sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapu, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkiam, and Rechem fathered Shemai, the son of Shemai, Ma'on, and Ma'on fathered Bethzur. Ephath, also Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mozah, and Gazez, and Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jedai, Rejim, Jothan, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph, Maka. Caleb's concubine bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaph, the father of Madmaha, Shiva, the father of Machbenah, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Achshah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hereph, the father of Beth Gader, Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, had other sons, Hare, half the Menuhath, and the clans of Kiriath Jearim, the Itarites, the Perthites, the Shumathites, and the Mesarites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtolites, the sons of Shalma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atharoth, Beth Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimathites, and the Sakathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.